This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. Hey guys, Ramadan is right around the corner. It's the spiritual boot camp. It's coming. It's the perfect time to really recharge the hearts and to, inshallah, God willing, come out spiritually clean, and at the end of it, to really cleanse the heart and the soul. If you've been living up until now damaging and corrupting the soul, there is no time like the present time where the main satanic forces, the shayateen, the devils, will be locked up during Ramadan, making it so much easier for you, for us, to repair the damage that has been done to the heart and to the soul like no other way, no other system, as the perfect system sent by the divine, Ramadan. That's that spiritual boot camp like no other. Remember, people can have the most money, be a part of the greatest social circles, have everything you want and desire of this world, of this dunya. But at the end, the reality is that you're going to die and leave it all behind. And running away from this reality won't make what happens next after this world any better. What often should be a great reminder and a motivation for us to take this matter, to take the matter serious, and to sincerely search for it, find and really live our true purpose in life, is when we see people meeting the reality of death. For example, recently so many people have been visited by Malakul Maut, the angel of death. A few of them you might know, and the only reason that I mentioned these people in particular, them in particular, is because if I had mentioned people who you really didn't know, you didn't know who they were, it wouldn't have the same effect usually as when you see someone whom you recognize. Like, for example, Emmy Award winning Bill Paxton, superstar. He just passed. Hollywood star Miguel Ferver, who's the cousin of George Clooney. Chris Cornell, frontman in the rock bands, who had all the material worldly things. Remember this, really think, this is deep, it's profound. He had everything that, but was obviously spiritually empty and committed suicide. Because there is no one that if that person's heart is connected, your heart is sound and connected to your Creator, that would ever fall into such great despair and pain. So a person has to be in such deep, deep, profound pain to take their own life. You know, just remember those innocent men, women, and children who have lost everything. But they got bombs falling on top, literally from the left and from the right, in places like Syria. Families experiencing famine in places like Somalia and Africa, dying from no food and water. But they still have a strong connection to the Creator, losing no hope, so they find solace, contentment, and peace in their hearts. Where others who are trying to find happiness in partying day and night, buying every material thing they desire, eating the best of foods, driving the best of cars, wearing the fanciest clothes, but they can't stop complaining about the smallest, sometimes the most insignificant things. And they have no true peace in their hearts, nor experience the richness of contentment in the heart. They're void, spiritually void, sad, and empty inside. Remember Eddie Murphy? Well, his brother also recently just died, Charlie Murphy. Also, never forget that those who have helped spread evil and corruption on the earth, don't worry, God Almighty Allah has a place for them, because you can't live forever. Even if you're the CEO of Fox News, like Roger Ailes, or its host, Alan Combs, or even those at the very top who thought they were running the world, the richest of rich, having billions when people only had millions. And they thought they would never be called back to the King of Kings, Allah the Almighty, God Almighty. People can live up to the ripe old age of 101 and have acquired everything in this world and not escaping death. It's your chance now during Ramadan to set things right between you and your maker, to leave off with the evil of the old and to start fresh by implementing all the good things your creator has told you to do. The first of first is to turn your entire self to him alone. I mean, it's something very basic, simple, but we overlook these basics. We jump here and jump there and we forget that this is what it starts with. Worshipping the creator and not his creation. Pure monotheism, tawheed, and establishing the salat, the prayer in your life. That's the connection with your Lord. Step by step, learning more about the one who brought you into existence. And as you learn, you'll grow, obviously. You'll grow in knowledge and you'll grow in love. Because naturally, the more you know about the one who created you, the more you're going to love him. And the more you grow in this love, you're going to grow in wanting to serve and please your creator, implementing step by step everything he told you to do. That will only bring good into your life. And leaving off everything he told you to abstain from. As for anything that we're told to abstain from, it's harmful. Harmful for yourself, harmful for humanity. And there is great wisdom in that. I leave you, my brothers and sisters, I leave you with a little homework to do. And most of this is new to you, but your heart recognizes what's being said and that you sincerely, you start every day by asking the reality, the one up above, the one who brought you into existence and put you into this world, who's testing you, brought you into this world to test you, to examine you. Ask him alone, the creator, to guide you and to open your heart to the truth. Because when death comes, it'll be too late. And there's no coming back to retake the test that you're in already. You can't take it again. And after here, it's either the reward of Jannah, paradise, or consequences. We understand consequences. And Jesus talked about this, Abraham, Moses, all of them, that the consequence is Jahannam, the hellfire. It's nothing new. It's not a new message. It's the same way of life from the beginning, the first man, Adam, who was told to submit to the Creator, and then all the other messengers that came after him. Some people obeyed, some people didn't. And those who obeyed, they were the Muslims, those who submitted themselves. That's what a Muslim is, one who submits himself peacefully to the Creator alone. Doesn't worship a human being, saints, angels, money, material things, dead people in the ground. No, only the one up above creation. The one who created creation. And again, it's the same message. Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon all of them. He was just the final and the last messenger sent to mankind. Thank you guys. Start with this little homework. Because when you seek, you shall find. If you're not seeking, how you're going to find? So we talked about, just to recap, this blessed month of Ramadan is a perfect opportunity to recharge the iman, to leave off the evil from old, and start implementing all the good things that the Creator has told us to do. We all make mistakes, all of us. But now is the time to really enjoy and to benefit from the spiritual blessings of the spiritual boot camp in Ramadan, and to take heed. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every soul will taste death. And I gave you some examples of people maybe you grew up watching. They're gone. They're dead. That's it. No coming back. And just like you cannot comprehend that you were once in your mother's womb and now you're in this huge world. You're in it. If someone was to tell you while you were in that womb that you're coming out to this, you couldn't comprehend that. Nor can you comprehend that point in your life. But not everything we can't comprehend is not going to be a reality or was not a reality. Just like us leaving this world, we feel like we're going to live forever. But that is because we're either going to live forever in Jannah or Jahannam. Of course, obviously, those who have died on pure monotheism, they committed some sins. There will be some who will be purified. May Allah protect us. We don't want to spend a second in the hellfire. Not a second. So we gave an example of those who were on the earth, now they're dead, and many had all the material things. And now, did that benefit them? No, it didn't. And the simple homework is to what? To beseech, to earnestly, sincerely, genuinely, as you're looking into this, if this is new to some people, and you see, oh, it's so confusing, which religion is from God? It has to fit with what's in your heart, that innate disposition you've been created with. And when I tell you worship the Creator alone, not His creation, you know that makes sense. And the one who brought that message was Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And that was confirming the message from Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and all the preceding messengers. It just makes sense. And when you're asking the owner of all of this to guide you, to facilitate a way, why would he leave you on your own? So start with that homework, asking the Creator up above to guide your heart. May Allah the Almighty bless you, and may you have a wonderful and blessed Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings of peace.